Mexico's violence continues and mission teams are feeling the effect. A ministry partner answers the authenticity of the official church in China, and a pastor chooses to live among the rejected in Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Texas-Mexico border is a tough region to patrol in a drug cartel battle that's become increasingly more deadly. Rather than see the area as a no-man's land, Buckner International has decided to plant gospel seeds along the border in the small shanty towns called colonias. George Zapata runs the program.
The hope of Jesus Christ is the greatest thing that's ever happened to those colonias. These families are without hope for them, and no one will help them. Especially with immigration issues, a lot of the American Christians are afraid to minister. They're afraid to come to the border.
That's a big problem for the ministry team. Recent cartel violence is a distraction from mission.
We have seen a lot of mission groups now afraid about the border. They think the violence is on the U.S. side, but most things that are going on is on the Mexican side.
There are hundreds thirsting for hope.
We have seen families and communities being transformed by the power of the gospel.
We'll provide links for you and how you can help. Next, there's a lot of controversy about whether or not the registered church in China is made up of authentic believers. Well, after a recent trip, however, China Partners' Eric Berkland says the above-ground church is thriving as ever.
That is what I love about meeting these young pastors that we have the privilege of partnering with. These are individuals who really have a passion for Christ, first of all, and then they have a passion for their own people. They're very proud Chinese, and they love their people. And they want to make Christ known to these people.
People are responding to their passion.
Many are coming to faith in Christ in the registered churches and the unregistered churches. So many are new believers. But then what? How do you then train them up to be mature Christians?
For a week, they train rural and lay pastors on discipleship and Christian leadership. At the end of the week, every trainee got a pastor's pack full of theological books, prayed that ministry would multiply as a result and that the church in China would keep growing. You're listening to Mission Network News. The seed company says Bible translation has come full circle. As a young boy, Kwame Nkrumah came to Christ as he first heard God's word come alive through Bible translation. The son of a witch doctor in Ghana, Nkrumah says hearing the gospel in his mother tongue was all it took.
Having the word in my own language implies that God knows my language people, my people's group. And that he cares about us.
The DLO New Testament was dedicated in 2006, but Nkrumah says the work isn't done yet.
We are now preparing ourselves to begin the Old Testament translation. We are hoping and trusting that the Lord will raise partners for us so that we'll be able to give the entire Bible to my own people in our lifetime.
Nkrumah says since the New Testament translation, 60% of all DLO speakers are now Christians. You can underwrite the cost of a verse at oneverse.org for $26. 2,200 languages still don't have one word of the Bible in their language. And the Roma people of Europe have made headlines as France has expelled many from the country. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says the Roma face persecution all throughout Europe.
I think that whenever you reach out to the Roma people, whether you're in France, whether you're in Slovakia, wherever you are in Europe, there will be people who will push back because the Roma are a class of people in Europe that are feared, that are despised, that are really a point of a lot of prejudice.
Regardless of any stigma, Romanian pastor John feels called to reach a small village filled with Roma and other poverty-stricken Romanians with the gospel. He raised funds so he could build a church brick by brick, which is finally done. He's working on a place for his family, but it's costly.
Pray for Johnny and his dear wife and three children.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic. It's called Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint. You can get your copy now through October 31st. Get Jungle Pilot by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's free, or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.